Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good. What part of the world are you in?
In County Meath.
Is that Bettystown? Does that still exist, Bettystown?
Bettystown, County Meath, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't got rid of it. That's good news. Now tell us, what about the sleeping tablets?
Oh, yes. My sister was getting married 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were all staying in my mum's the night before. And we had one or two glasses of champagne in preparation for the big day.
You got wasted, yeah?
And my mum thought we were all giddy. And she said, oh, you won't sleep a wink. You're so hyper. You're so giddy. Here, I'll give you a sleeping tablet. And we were like, we're grand. And she insisted. She gave us all a sleeping tablet.
She went around like a sort of weird... like a weird Maria from... or Dr. Goebbels in... Anyway, the point is, she went around giving all of her kids pills.
Yes, me and my three sisters, even the bride. She was okay, thank God.
Weird picture.
She gave us all a sleeping tablet. And went to bed anyway. And we woke up the next morning and we were totally out of it. And I don't remember my sister's wedding morning at all.
Oh, no.
Neither does my other sister, yeah. We were totally out of it on sleeping tablets.
So you were all... First of all, you're hammered. Secondly...
Well, we weren't quite hammered. We were giddy.
You were hammered. And giddy. And then your mother turns around and goes, I know what to do. I'm going to pill you all up.
Right?
So she says, one for you, one for you. One for you. And you all go around and you take the pills. Then you started, you all collapse into bed.
Yeah.
You wake up, apparently, because you don't remember.
Well, I remember waking up and I remember going to the hairdresser vaguely. My husband drove us to the hairdresser's and he had to go into the chemist to get us like energy boosting things to liven us up a bit because we were all like dead ducks.
No, seriously. And how was your mother in the middle of all of this?
Well, she was grand, not a bother on her.
She developed a...
She must have taken a small one herself. She just wanted to drug us.
She might have taken a half and left you guys.
She might have taken a half, yeah. She'll kill me now. She's listening. She probably will be listening.
So you were wandering around Bettystown off your face on sleeping tablets and
sleeping
booze
tablets
from the night before, wondering...
At my sister's wedding.
And when did you start coming to?
Well, probably maybe before the church.
Took you a while.
Yeah, it did took a while. I won't take one again.
I mean, you're wrecked all day then for the whole thing anyway.
No, because we were on a high from excitement and everything. But
A natural high,
not a sleeping tablet high or any other kind of high. But
How was the wedding?
Oh, it was a super wedding. It was in Carton House 3.5 years ago. It was amazing. Brilliant.
Everyone happy?
Everyone happy. Great day, but I certainly won't be taking a sleeping tablet again anytime soon.
And was everyone giddy at the wedding that night?
Everyone, the night.
And did your mum go around with a big bag of pills handing them out to everyone for being too giddy?
I think everyone was fueled to drink. They would have had no problem.
Shapers.
Yeah.
Well, isn't your mum the real Irish mammy?
My mum is a real Irish mammy. She's the best mammy in the world. She's
I
super.
Have no doubt. And I love the way that she drugged her children just to keep them under control.
Oh, no, she's the best mammy in the world.
She is, and it's Mother's Day coming around the corner now, so you better be nice to her.
I will.
Get her a selection box of pills.
That's it.
Her favourite, top 10. Well, thanks for that, Jenny, for that peculiar but brilliant story.
No worries, and I'd love to do lunch with you, Shorty.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Love it. I hear you're coming to Drogheda. I'll meet you for lunch.
Why would you want to have lunch? Just to hang out?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours.
What about your husband? We bring him?
Yeah, he can come along if he wants.
Just have Okay, then. Well, look, let's not rule anything out here because it's just that Leo Varadkar is having lunch with people for charity. I think it's a really nice idea.
Super idea. Absolutely super.
Well, we could raise some money for our friends in the Hand in Hand charity that I really like and go, you know?
Yep, perfect.
Well, look, we'll keep you posted. We might do that.
Perfect.
Where would you bring me?
Oh, where would I bring you? There's a lovely little seaside coffee shop called Nan's in Leighton, just down the road, and it's gorgeous.
That's all I'm not fussy with food, like I'm like nice and easy.
No, this is lovely. Local business.
And where for a pint afterwards then?
McDonald's.
Yeah?
Yeah, McDonald's.
That's not too cheeky now, like an old man pub.
No, this is an old man pub.
Okay, you're painting a nice picture there, Jenny.
Yeah, you'll have to come visit us.
All right, have a great day.
Can I have tickets to the toy show? But please, I've been on the radio before.
Go on,
I'd love to go on the show.
Just come in some evening.
Yeah.
let me, they're going mad outside going, they can't believe she's asked. I can't say no to you now after all that lovely conversation. So let me look into that. I'll set up an exploratory committee.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see what we can do.
Super. I'd love to.
All right, Jenny, you look after yourself.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
See you, bye.